Turn again your Bibles, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. We'll be mentioning some other things tonight, other scriptures, but I pray that God will help us. Stand, please, while I read the Word of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now, again I mention to you the fact that now, right now, I can't get over that, right now, if you're saved, right now, we are the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's another great verse of scripture. We don't know exactly what it's going to be like, because we can't comprehend in our minds a glorified body without a pain or sin or any of that. But that's what we'll be like him. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you'd help us tonight. We need a divine touch of God. We need that anointing that only comes from you. And Father, I pray, help us to think, help us be able to say what we ought to say. And I pray the Holy Spirit would take the Word of God, bring conviction to the unsaved. I pray that you stir the hearts of those who may be backslid on God, those who are out of the will of God. I pray for those who are here tonight and they know they need something from heaven. I pray, God, you speak to their heart, draw us all closer to you, encourage the discouraged. Then I know sitting in this house today, Father, these folk that's not well in body, I pray you'd help them. I know there's some at home not well in body. I pray, God, you'd help them. And Lord, some, I ask you, Lord, to stir their hearts. Let them know the church loves them and prays for them. We'll thank you and praise you. Now, Lord, in this service, this time right now that we have, we are the sons of God, and we're here to worship and adore you. And Father, I pray, make it real to our hearts, the message tonight. Touch hearts, and we'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. We're talking about the actions of those who are looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus, a second coming, and we certainly desire his coming. We pray for they come quickly. That's what John said in Revelation when he got down to the end of the book after he seen all that's going to happen, everything's going to come. He said, come quickly, Lord Jesus, even so come. And I think our heart's desire in this day, in this time, is that the Lord Jesus will come quickly. And I realize these unsaved folk, there'll be more unsaved tomorrow than there are today. There'll be more unsaved next week than there are this week. And these folk here tonight that has folk they'd love to see get saved. These people I'd love to see get saved. But our blessed hope is the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We desire for him to come. And I pray that he come. And he will, by the way, the Bible says he will come on time. He will come on time, and he will not tarry. He will come at the right time, and it'll be just right for everything. World will be set up right. Everything's coming together today, as in the last days the Bible speaks about. And so you and I ought not be surprised at what we see nor hear today, because we are just fulfilling what the Bible said would come in our generation. Lord, I'm glad God still saves sinners that have come to him, come to know him as Lord and Savior. My heart's desire and prayer to God is that somebody tonight will come to know Christ Jesus as Savior. Until Jesus comes, I don't want us to lose our burden about sinners. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact of getting people saved and that God can still save and does still save. He's not out of the saving business. He still saves every sinner that will come and trust him as their Lord and Savior. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'm glad tonight the offer is given to you again. Come unto me. He said, come. I've got a responsibility on your part is to come to him. He'll speak to your heart. He'll knock on the door, but you must respond by coming. He won't do that for you, but he will come. and to you and knock if you only hear and answer the door. Amen. This morning we talked about the fact, we will clean up, talking about verse number 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he's pure. I kind of struggled through some of that today, but I want to hope you got the message. What I was trying to say is that you got to be saved first. The cleaning up won't help you to get saved, but it'll sure help you after you are saved. And the Holy Spirit will help you to clean up after you get saved. And so if you'll just take that to heart, let God help you with that in our lives, that we ought to be separated from the world. Come ye out from among them, be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And he wants to help us. He wants to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He wants us to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. He wants us to mature. He wants us to be soul winners. He wants us to be witnesses for him out here in this world. And so we tried to get that across this morning. Then we talked about the fact it'd be too late after Jesus comes. You've heard the gospel. You're hearing it again tonight. And if you're not saved when Jesus comes, you'll not be saved. Because the Bible says he'll turn you over to the reprobate mind, let you believe a lie, that you might be saved, that you might be damned because you would not believe the truth. And let me say this tonight, that there'll be people in the world that has not had the gospel. There's people in the world that have not heard. But there'll be some evangelists come out of Israel during the tribulation period, and they'll be preaching. There'll be people come to know Christ Jesus during that time. But those folk who have heard the gospel, those folk who have had the opportunity, and they still said no, still rejected Christ Jesus, they shall be damned because they would not believe the truth. And it's hard for us to sit here tonight and imagine somebody that's heard preaching and somebody that's heard, been in church service like this, and they've heard about it over and over again. It's hard for us to comprehend that if Christ Jesus came, that they would not know that they needed to repent and get right with God. But when God sends strong delusion, God sends strong delusion. And he said he'd do that in that day. He's well able to do that. I remember one time there was an army, 186,000 against Israel. And there wasn't anybody there to fight them, but they heard a noise. And they all fled. You remember that story? And God deluded them. And that's exactly how he's going to do in the day after the rapture of the church. Number 2, we will attend the house of God, have a desire to anyway. There will be people that cannot come, that are providentially hindered from coming. But I believe saved people won't go to the house of God. I believe saved people love to go to the house of God. I believe that. Now, there's one or two things wrong if people don't want to go to the house of God. They're either unsaved or else they're out of the will of God so far that they are missing everything. They're miserable in that condition. And so I know some folk are really saved, gets in that condition. Further away, get away from God, the further they go, and the further they go, worse it gets. But I'm telling you tonight that people that are really saved have a desire to be in the house of God. How good it is to come to the house of God. I'll take that a little bit further. Not even be in the house of God, but be a participant in the house of God. Amen. And we need to remember that we ought to be a part of the service. And I was thinking while they're singing, raising their hand, and not everybody has the same emotions, I know that. Not everybody testifies as often Brother G.W. does, but I'm glad he does. Not everybody will praise the Lord and raise their hand, but we all need to participate in it. We all have the same feeling in our hearts, same joy, same thrill. And we need that when praying's going on, we need to be in an attitude of prayer. When singing's going on, we need to be in an attitude of singing. Amen. When preaching going to be on, we need to be in the attitude of listening. And amen. When it comes time, the invitation comes, we need to be in the attitude of obedience to God. And let me say this tonight for everybody's concern. And I don't know everybody's past and what you've done or haven't done. I don't know that. But when you get saved and get born in the family of God and you are now the sons of God, you need to identify in baptism with the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism does not say, but it is certainly a first step of obedience to the Lord. And you need to follow the Lord in baptism and then be a part of the local New Testament church and take part in that. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. And so we need to come to the house of God, need to exhort each other, need to encourage each other. And that's part of going to the house of God. By the way, going to the house of God will help you. It'll help you be encouraged by other people that encourage you. And you ever come to church and feel down and out and having problems, somebody else shares a problem or somebody else shares something with you, and it lifts you up, helps you realize you're not by yourself. And then somebody come by and say, we're praying for you, and that helps you and encourages your heart. You know what I'm talking about? So we exhort one another, and that's good. People go through problems and difficulties, and our desire and prayer is to God that we can help them and encourage their heart. These things happen in families that one party may not be able to help what the other party does. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can try to help and encourage and strengthen. And I thank God for folk that come on to church and stay in the house of God for the glory of God. Amen. And I praise God for that. Down to the house of God, you get faith. Amen. Bible says in Romans 10:17, therefore faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so if you're hearing the word of God preached, then it generates some faith. If you're unsaved, God will generate faith in you so you can get saved. And if you're not saved, that'll happen. If you are saved, it'll generate faith in you to go on for God and encourage your heart. I don't know how God does it. I just know he does it. Amen. Shows by foolish of preaching, and men might be saved. He chose that this might be the way to do it, and you can't expect. Preaching is different from anything else in the world. You can't compare preaching to anything else. It is a unique place that God puts a man in to preach the word of God. I said puts a man in, by the way, to preach the word of God. And God, that's a unique place, but God takes that, and God said, my word will not return unto me void. It will accomplish wherein that I send it. I believe when God sends a word, he's got a purpose for that word. And it'll help you. It'll do something for you. Down at the house of God is where you get cleaned up. Amen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah was in the temple. He's in the house of God. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. When people sat in the house of God and Jesus is exalted and lifted up, Isaiah said, I saw him. I cried out, and he said, I said, I'm a man of unclean lips and dwell amongst the people of unclean lips. And he cried to God. God sent an angel down to get a coal off the altar, touched his lips, and he got cleansed. I'll tell you something else happens down at the house of God. You get a burden to go tell somebody else about Jesus. You get stirred up to get involved in missions. God said, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Amen. Where did he get all that? Got down to the house of God. Amen. Aren't you glad you can come down to the house of God and find some help? Amen. If we're sons of God now. And so we go to the house of God and get some help. And God helps us down at the house. I'm glad he does. Hallelujah for the house of God. Let me say something else here. And I talked about this already, but we will witness. Not only want to go, but we will witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I come to seek and save that which is lost. And then he said, when he went away in Luke 19, he said, occupy till I come. That word occupy means take care of my business until I get back. And so his purpose was to come and seek and save. Then if we're going to occupy, we've got to take care of that business of getting people to Jesus Christ. If we do that, we'll have to do it taking our feet and our mouth, our hand, and taking the word of God out, handing out tracts, inviting somebody to church, inviting somebody to Christ, witnessing and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to do that. Amen. You remember Andrew I mentioned just recently? And Andrew, where you find him, he's bringing somebody to Jesus. Then you find Philip, he found Nathaniel, brought him to Jesus. Paul made a statement one day, and this blows my mind. Whether we could ever make such a statement or not, I don't know. But he made this statement. He said, I would be accursed for my people that they might be saved. In other words, he's saying, I'd go to hell if I could. So if Israel would be saved, if my people come to know Christ, if they would accept Christ, he said, I would be accursed from God. That's a burden for souls. That's how much he loved his people. That's how much he cared. I wonder how much we really care about our people. I wonder how much, if we're not careful, we get so caught up in the fact of living day by day and concerns of life that we forget about people going to hell, people going without Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and we'll kind of let that slide by. And we need to take advantage of opportunities, and we need to tell people about Jesus. We need to have a broken heart over souls going to hell, and we need to cry to God that we'd witness more and have a better testimony. And amen. And I pray to God that God help me with that. I pray God will help you with that, and that all of us may care. And some of you sitting here tonight, I pray for you every day, and ask God to bring you to Christ Jesus that you might be saved. I pray for the church that God may help all of us that will have the burden for our own lives to be witnesses for Christ. I am thankful for God for what he's doing for some folk have sickness in their lives and still magnify Jesus and go for God. I know it's not easy. It's not, and you go through troubles and times it's hard. It's not easy, but I'm glad you can still go to the house of God and find some help. And I'm glad we can still be witnesses for Christ Jesus. Let me say this. They'll also hold the right doctrine. Now, you may be messed up in doctrine when you got saved, but if you ever really get saved, God will begin to work in your heart. God will begin to work in your heart. There's some folks sitting in this house. I know they were different denomination or different, Catholic church before they got saved. Now, whether they were when they got saved or not, I'm not really sure. But I believe there's been Catholics that got saved, and God began to work in their hearts and began to show them, and they saw that and got out, amen. I know that for a fact, amen. But because people prayed, somebody cared enough to pray, somebody cared enough to hang on and keep believing God. And I say to you tonight that we need to understand that right doctrine is important. This Bible teaches us what to believe, and we need to believe right. Amen. Jude 1:3 says, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That is the word of God, the truth of the gospel. We need to contend for it and preach it and teach it and share it everywhere we go. Did you know that every cult either questions or denies the second coming of Christ Jesus? Every cult. That includes Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, amen, all the rest of them. That includes all of them. They either deny it or reject it outright or question it. I'm saying to you tonight, thank God for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. He said, every man hath this hope in him purifieth himself. And he'll have on a hold of the right doctrine. I deny it, say us hold of the right doctrine. But let me say this tonight. We'll not be unduly concerned about the world condition. I am concerned. It does bother me. It bothers me about my nation. But I'll tell you, that's not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is that we as a church keep going for God and getting the gospel out and telling people about Jesus. Keep praying. Keep believing God and praying for souls to be saved. Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. I say hallelujah. When these things begin to come to pass, we just need to keep looking up. John 14, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Do you believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. But if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That where I am, there you may be also. I say hallelujah. I'm glad he's coming back. He's coming back to get us, and I say glory, glory, glory. He's coming back. I'm glad I'm a son of God right now. I'm glad that I'm a child of the living God. Have hope in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. But if you're not saved, you don't have that hope. You need to come to Christ tonight and trust him. When it's all over and it's all said and done, everybody sitting in this house is either going to be in heaven or hell. I want you to go to heaven with me. I want you to be in that place of redeemed forever and forever. You say, preacher, I don't believe God, a loving God, send anybody to hell. That loving God you don't believe will send you to hell is the same loving God that sent his own son to go to the cross of Calvary and die in horrible death for you so you could be saved. He loved you that much to keep you out of hell. And if you don't believe him and trust him, it's not his fault. You can't blame God you go to hell. You can't blame the church you go to hell. Can't blame me if you go to hell. It's a fact that you won't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him. Take your stand for him. You said, well, preacher, I don't want to walk out in front of everybody. Jesus walked out in front of everybody. Jesus went to a hill in public, went to a cross in public, was ridiculed, laughed at, mocked at, spit on, striped, beaten, nailed to a cross. And you think he did all that because he loves you. Why can't you just step out for him? Then we that are saved, may God help us, that we remember that we are the sons of God, that Jesus is coming back. And every man hath this hope in him. We're looking for Christ to come. Then let's think about what we said today. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for the privilege we have to open the Word of God. Thank you tonight, Lord, that we can come and share, thinking about actions of those who are looking for Jesus to come. Father, I pray you'd help us preach truth, preach Jesus, contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints, stay true to God. And Father, I ask you here tonight that you speak to hearts, deal with lives, help individuals come. Lord, precious folk that know not Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray tonight be the night they come to Christ and take their place. I pray for those, Lord, here tonight that you're dealing with otherwise. Their hearts, they need to do, make a step for you, whatever it may be. I pray that you'd help them do that. Then some may just need to come and pray for somebody. Whatever the need is, we ask you, God, to help us do what we need to do and ought to do. In Jesus' name, amen.